situation was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. My condition was in. I said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor. Are you ready for the fake alien invasion, folks? That's coming. Here we go, Ken. Let's let them know.
And the Nazis don't care, you know, because the Greys and the Nazis are continuing on with their agenda. And it's not necessarily to take over the world. They've already done that.
Yeah, there's a lot of factions duking it out right now. There's a lot more interest besides just the planet at stake. So you're absolutely
right. Oh, yeah, but Earth is the prize. Earth is the prize. No one's ever going to destroy the Earth. There's never going to be a nuclear war. So don't let anybody fool your listeners. Earth is the prize out of all the planets in our solar system. Earth
is the one. I keep saying that. I keep saying it's never going to happen. They'll just threaten like crazy that it'll happen. It's never going to happen. It won't. Any of the
There's more activity inside the Earth than on the outside of the Earth. There's more activity on the bases of the moon than there are on our military bases here on Earth. I mean, it's just it's unbelievable. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're perfect. That's exactly where I was going to next. Okay, excellent. So, Corey, is there anything that... I'm sorry, I just have a lot of questions here, so I've been posing those. I know you have a few. Is there anything you want to wrap up with or any other things that you want to talk about with Johnny, anything that you want to ask him or discuss?
What's the... or did you get any indication as to future plans? And what's the long-term plans? of the entities that you were in contact with? Did you get any indication of that?
I certainly did. That was, you know, one of the questions I posed, absolutely, because, let me say it like this. The Greys and Nazis are going to continue, no matter what happens, whether we're all, you know, taken down. I want to say something really quick, because this is the long-term plan. To answer your question, I can really answer it really good this way. Is, you know, since, like, in the 1940s and 1930s and 1900s, most people, it was like half and half. They're either sympathetic or parasympathetic. That we fall biologically and our mineral results are that way. So sympathetic are people that are driven. They're type A personalities. It can be good or bad. They can be Genghis Khan or they can be, you know, the Wright brothers. They're driven and blah, blah, blah. But more and more and more, because of our diet and because of all the crud they're feeding us with the pesticides and GMOs and everything, more and more of our population are becoming parasympathetic. So parasympathetic
receiving
people that slows us down. It makes us compliant. It makes us bean counters. It makes, I'll just go with the flow like that.
Yep.
And that, so that's now, there's like, it's not 85% of the population are parasympathetic, and the trend is going way up. I see it when I do the hair analysis, you know, in the lab.
I'm sorry, Johnny. The timing's, there's a little bit of delay on my phone. I can keep interrupting you. I apologize, but I wanted to bring this up. What you're describing is the transfer of a population who is in the human body, and the human soul is inherently a transmitter. It's inherently an originator, a creator, a generator. You know what I mean? And they're in electrical terms, they're transforming the population from an output to an input. And that input is constantly fed crap, whether it be food or air or water or media or all of that. Does that describe what you're talking about?
Bingo. Garbage in, garbage out. And they just want compliant worker bees to dance around the queen. That's it.
Excellent.
That's it. So where it's all going, Corey, to answer your question now that I've said that, is once they get the population so compliant, parasympathetic dominant, It's like once they get that, then basically, like, you know, the lizards will come out, you know, the earth will be there. And but the problem for them is there's still free will. See, the whole thing is to get rid of free will. Not all countries are eating GMO and eating all the crap. And so there's still, you know, the internet and everything. So what's going to happen is the war is going to move into space. They don't want to have wars down here anymore. They just want to get the population more compliant by, you know, chemically and biologically and mentally, and take the war into outer space, because the neocon conservative war people that want to preserve the dollar, they want to make sure that, you know, they eliminate what they call an alien threat, but it is no alien threat. It's another false flag. So when they take the war, I mean, right now the U.S. Army has this thing called Earth Space Defense. And so they recruit young whiz kids, and you can go join ESD.com. So you play the game, and whoever gets good at the game, they recruit those kids, because automatically the game is training them to be soldiers for outer space. The U.S. Army is putting that on. And so, that's joinesd.com. So that is the perfect dragnet for all the whiz kids. The rest of them are just going to be parasympathetic dominant and, you know, just be worker drones. And all the battles go out into space, and the neocons are hoping that they keep the dollar afloat. But the Nazis don't care, because they're out of it. They stay out of it. The Greys will stay out of it. But that's where, you know, 40% of our economy in black budgets are going to space stuff right now, space equipment.
Absolutely.
And everything like that.
Yep.
You mentioned battles in – in space, who would be participating in those battles?
Well, that's just it. Most of it is going to be a false flag thing because they've got Robotons to run the ship.
Talking about Project Bluebird, Corey, and a bunch of other things that were scheduled, and you can research that online.
Is it against other civilizations, or?
No, it's hologram technology.
Aliens that are going to come in to stop anything like that, so they want to be prepared for that. So the beast can keep track of everything going out there as well.
It's hologram technology utilizing the satellite system, Project Bluebeam, and also the Beast network that he's talking about. And they could, like you said earlier, they could project an image of Jesus and, you know, make all the people think a second coming or all sorts of different things, or battles in the sky and yada, yada, yada. It's just
some
sort of agenda.
They definitely want to stick to the religious code. Make sure that Armageddon is actually here and, you know, the Bible is all coming true, and that's how they're going to keep everybody compliant. And just, you know, bow to us because we'll take care of these kind of things.
That's right. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left, maybe like a minute. Johnny, I do want to bring you back on if you'd be willing to come back on, and maybe we can focus at that point on the technology aspects. What did you see? What did the engines look like when you looked outside of the... Oh, here's something. Hey, Johnny, did you see the Earth at all? You saw the moon.
Did you see
the Earth? Okay.
Absolutely.
Please confirm for every single person out there who comes across this. Corey knows where I'm going. That's why he's laughing. That the Earth is indeed a globe and a sphere.
It is a globe, and the sphere is blue.
Thank you.
From a distance, and that's when the astronauts say the blue marble. They're talking about the Earth.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for that. Thank you very much.
But I would love to come back on your show anytime. I have an unlimited amount of data, but I do want to make a plug, because I don't know how much time we have left.
I do want to make a plug. We'll extend as long as you need. Go ahead. No, go ahead. We'll extend as long as you need.
Okay. I want to invite people to my class next Sunday. I hope you come, Jordan, because it'll be at the Doubletree Motel, the Blue Moon Psychic Fair, Sunday, July 24th. And I have a class from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And I guarantee you, if you come to that class, all the puzzle pieces will fit together for you. And, I mean, it'd be amazing because I'm going to go into the biological aspect of how all this control is taking place because it's amazing. I mean, in the lab, we see it. More and more people, when I was running the lab in the 80s, 80% was parasympathetic dominant in 1991. Now, it's over. I talked to Dr. Watts. He says, no, across the board, it's over 95%. And I'm like, whoa, you know, so more and more. We got people that are just, you know, going to work and going home, and they don't care about anything else.
That's right. You know,
what happened to the human spirit? You know, it was taken.
Excellent.
It was taken by the bad foods and all the stuff we're exposed to.
Okay.
Come to my class.
We're going to, listen, text me the address and the time, and I'll be there. And we're going to have to close the show out right now. I do want to bring you back on within the next month or sooner, and let's definitely talk about the technology, the dashboards, the displays, HUDs, all these things that you may have seen, and we can sort of delve into that. Next.
Okay, so I want Ken to bring in the second video. We may not have time to play all that, but this false flag alien invasion has been planned for some time. In fact, Wernher von Braun, the Nazi rocket scientist and father of the Atlas Apollo program, said on his deathbed that the next false flag event in America would not be a terrorist attack. It will be a false AT alien invasion. So right now and in the months ahead, we're going to see so many rollouts of fake news and disinformation. But I want you to hear right now the follow-up of that first interview and after the election. And this was in December of 2016 when Pearson in the Veil asked me back, Jordan Michael Askew, on the show in one meeting. And I want to play that for you now to prepare you for that. And you'll hear how I urge Jordan, Michael Askew, our host, to get an HTMA because every month I saw him, his color just looked worse and worse because he would come to my classes and I'll do my speeches and shows. And every time I saw him, he looked worse. He is more edemic. His skin looked clammy colored, almost blue. And it started to really bother me when he started looking gray, bluish. And so I got him. I got right in his face. I said, "You got to get this HTMA." So, Ken, play clip two. We'll hear what I talked about in December 2016.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Well, that's good. Today we have a special guest, Corey. It's Johnny Delirious. You may recognize him. He's been on our show about two or three times already, I believe. I'll just give a brief recap. Johnny is a multi-talented individual. He's really into the living your life consciously and health and wellness aspects nowadays. Back in his day, he had some experiences that he talked about on our previous episodes regarding being abducted by a joint military and alien craft or program, if you will, and taken all the way into a ship and then over to the other side of the moon where there was a base there. And he was able to tap into some alien knowledge or database, or he calls it the Resourcery Archive, where he's able to assimilate any type of knowledge through a query, basically just asking, hey, what is this about? And all these images rush in, stuff like that. So if you want to learn more about that, you can listen to our past episodes, and we will speak a little bit about that experience here today. I kind of want to just let Johnny run with it a little bit. And we'll go down in some structured format and let him talk about what he's doing now, what he his experiences, what he went through with the things that I'm describing to you. And then also he's going to talk a little bit about his logic and reasoning and emotional intelligence, some of these musings that I've seen of his writing recently. So he's going to talk about what he's been writing. So with no further ado, I'm going to welcome Johnny. Johnny Delirious, welcome to the show, brother. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jordan. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm excited about, you know, just like Corey was talking about, the human spirit is still alive.
Excellent. Well, we know you're a big name around here and reoccurring guest, but some of our listeners may not have heard of you before. If you could, Johnny, could you give us just a brief recap of what you have done, what you're about, and what you're doing today?
Sure. I'm a laboratory naturopathic doctor. I ran a laboratory during the 80s. We did testing on hair, urine, and water. And most of that was for medical doctors, or on the water part is for the Dallas County Schools or the U.S. Navy testing all their water fountains. But I got sick with hepatitis. How and when I got it, then that was hepatitis C. I'm not sure, but I was excited about the laboratory business because I really figured out that it all boils down to mineral balance within our bodies. And that's what creates the best possible scenario for you to experience, whether it's this world or other states of being or whatever. If you have a good mineral balance in your body, then you won't get sick. It doesn't matter what the age, it all matters about mineral balance. So I discovered that in the lab, and that's what they did, is get people back in balance with minerals. And but the problem was I didn't realize the Hep C that I had, that I didn't know I had, was killing me. And I was drinking coffee to the point where every time I drink a cup of coffee first thing in the morning, my stomach would just double over because the ulcers are so bad. So the coffee wasn't working, but I was excited about the lab business and developed new protocols and everything. Started doing cocaine, and had an alien abduction experience. It was joint military. The UFO people get upset with me because I tell them, hey, I got along better with the Greys than I did with the military.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
All right, we are back. You are listening to The Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. We won't have time to hear the whole interview, but I'm going to try to play most of this during the whole show so you can hear it for yourself. So, Ken, resume that transmission of the interview.
And that really bothers the UFO. It's like every community that's categorized in our culture, whether it's the medical, whether it's the UFO community, whether it's naturopathy, everybody has to stick to the dialogue. And if you don't stick to the dialogue and you're that's outside right. of the box slightly, it bothers them. You shut up. They took my baby. I'm tired of hearing you say you like the Grays more than the military. Get out of here. Oh. So it was like, I upset the UFO community. I upset, because I got over my cocaine habit. Okay, that's a long story. But basically I said, hey, it's all about attaining a mineral balance. And it's not a disease. And, once you realize that, doing cocaine or alcohol, whatever it is, it's like a ritual, a satanic ritual, then it makes it real easy. Oh, I don't need to do this anymore. Because there's always a ritual with whatever mood-altering substance we use. So I didn't make it with the, drug treatment community. So
yeah, that's right. And finally, it's either something that's been set up through society or it's a ritual of your own choosing, like with ayahuasca or cannabis ceremony or whatever. But if you're unaware of it, you're absolutely right, Johnny. It's just contributing to nastiness.
That is the key, if you're unaware of it. It's just like fasting can be healthy if you are aware and you have a positive frame of mind, you have a diet, you know, a whole protocol that you're going by. But if you run out of food, oh, my God, you get into fear, oh, you know, you'll starve to death. But on the other hand, if it's a program set up thing that, oh, I'm just going to not eat for a few days and I'm going to be healthy and blah, 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 it'd be good for you. So I realized a number of things that when I finally, and my father was a medical doctor, okay, so just to let everybody know, I know that side of it too. And when I started talking about the hair analysis that we did in the lab, that was really crucial for my breakthrough, not only with understanding the alien agenda and what was going on with our country, but also understanding what kind of programming and entrainment that has been done to us since the Nazis took over our industrial military complex. I'll just say it, okay? That's what one of the things I discovered from the what I call the Resourcery Archive. The crash.
Yeah, Johnny, everybody talks about, I got to break in here, everybody talks about the Project Paperclip and all of the Nazi genocide scientists and all these icky people we brought over, and now, you know, we gave them immunities. And yeah, we did. A lot of high-level people, a lot, over 100 people came over here to help us. And even defectors, like during the war, before it was over, defectors came over and helped Einstein and everybody else with the nuclear bomb over in New Mexico. But the point is, that's just one tiny aspect of it. The Nazis weren't just infiltrating the U.S. government. They're infiltrating the world governments and the infrastructure and using advanced alien technology to do so. And that's something you got firsthand knowledge of on your experience.
Well,
correct?
Exactly, because by 1952, basically it was set. Because you can run, like I was telling you earlier, you can run a Google search, 1952, July, Washington, D.C., UFOs. Just, you know, 1952, UFOs, Washington, D.C., blah, blah, blah. And all these UFO buzzed the Capitol building for over a week. Well, six days and nights, not just one, not two, but squadrons of UFOs. And every time they scrambled jets, the UFOs would disappear. But then, you know, a few hours later, they come back. And then they appear at midnight. And then they just, so the mess, basically the message was clear when Admiral Byrd and everybody did their invasion, what they called the second D-Day, earlier that year. They lost a lot of men and some ships. In that Antarctica, invasion, they called it the second D-Day, because during the Roswell crash, there were some humans on board, not just aliens, but they were wearing Nazi uniforms. So word got around the military, oh, my God, we got to get rid of these Nazis. Oh, my God, you know. But then, after 1952, when all those Nazi UFOs buzzed the Capitol in Washington, D.C., the message was clear. Hey, you know, we can take out any city anytime we want, so you guys better toe the line. And so Werner von Braun and all those guys in Operation Paperclip said, hey, look, we'll give you this new technology. You just have to give us more leeway. And so basically at that point, they took over. And, of course, the Cold War started. And, you know, the Soviets hate the Nazis. I mean, with a passion, because the Nazis killed over 25 million of them. That's a conservative estimate
yeah,
on the front
line. Absolutely. And what's happening here is basically they exchanged the technology for political, social, and global governance influence. So while they were being publicly demonized and destroyed after World War II economically, they were building a secret infrastructure. And this is a lot. This is a lot of stuff that you talk about in your books. And so, Johnny, basically, you're doing this health and wellness and mineral analysis for people, and showing them where they're off balance and any danger zones and stuff like that. You also have a huge resource, or basically knowledge base, if you will, from your experiences with the Resourcery Archive. So let's get a little bit into space, if we can. We've talked about some of this in our previous shows. But can you recap anything that stood out for you? First of all, I want to say this. There's a lot of people I get into arguments with online regarding this flat Earth stuff, and I have seen just so much evidence personally people taking YouTube videos from the Virgin flights when they go in the high altitude, all sorts of stuff that shows that everything is spherical for the most part. And so can we just, whether they believe you or not, I believe you, your story is credible. Lots of other people believe you, that you were taken and taken to the other side of the moon, but on your travels there, you were able to see the Earth. So can you just clear that up for people, our listeners right now? Is the Earth flat or round?
It is a sphere, and a lot of the astronauts, Buzz Aldrin and, you know, all the rest of them, Neil Armstrong, they call it the blue marble, you know, because it is a sphere. And I think the flat Earth thing was just kind of a test balloon, a trial balloon, just to see what people were going to believe what. And so they're doing those things all the time to work on their disinformation, sociological programming, which was originally developed by the Nazis, see? So that, you know, that's how we're shaped and formed and, you know, put in line. And, of course, right now, we're out of line. Oh, my God, because, you know, Trump wasn't supposed to win and all this, whether you like him or not. They didn't want him to win. And now they're coming unglued. So
now can you talk – I just want to jump back to – I'm sorry to break in here. Can you talk a little bit about any – thing that stood out to you during your travel, like the actual, when you were awake after they, I guess they put you in some sort of light tractor beam while you're in your house. You described this in a previous show, took you up to the ship. You were sort of unconscious for a certain period of time that you can't name. And then you were awake, you got off the table, you saw some people, something like that. And you noticed that you were traveling. What are some things that stood out to you as far as like any objects in space or technology or satellites that you saw or the rate of speed, any of these details I think our listeners really want to know about, if you could do that.
Sure. Well, I was outside the cockpit, so to speak. That's about the only word I can think of because they were inside, you know, at the controls. They obviously had gravity of some kind in there, but I was outside of that. So I felt like, you know, our craft was mostly round, but if I were to think about it, it was kind of like a rounded triangular shape. But I floated around on the outside. So think of it as a donut. They're in the center of the donut, you know, and I'm on the outside. And I'm floating around in there, and I'm looking inside. There are two compartments, one where two gray aliens were sitting, you know, at what I consider the controls, because they had a console in front of them. There were no instruments, but they, in their chairs, they had on the armrest, they had where they put their hands. And at different times, I see holograms appear in front of them. And so these holograms would change and do things, and then they disappear again. So apparently this was kind of like a gauge or a view of where and what they're doing or whatever. But they were running the ship from their hands. And mind you, their hands only had four fingers, okay?
So is it safe to assume that somehow they're transmitting their thoughts through electrical impulses and signals, which are picked up through their fingertips or their hands, which is activating a hologram that's based on some sort of console that works with the user mind interface? I mean, that seems to be what's happening to me just from what you're describing.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because a lot of times, you know, like when you – now they have blood pressure where you can stick your finger in a little holster and take your blood pressure or – you know what I mean? So whether it's thermal, whether it's electrical, whether it's however it's picked up, they were interfacing with the ship's controls. And what I realized through the Resourcery Archive is that their computer systems were organic. They, you know, like, for example, a molecule of DNA can hold just thousands of terabytes of information, you know. It's just, that's the way it is, because as we go through experience, each and every second of our experience, that DNA double helix is constantly turning, and it's keep making new amino acid molecules up and down that double helix, except it spirals up and it keeps making it at the bottom. And so I figured that, you know, from the Resourcery Archive, that their computer is such a crude word, but their knowledge-based system is tied in with their brains in an organic database of some kind.
So
that's constantly being updated.
Okay, good. Yeah, so it's basically a combination of their hive mind consciousness integrated with an organic computer that has a database based on past experiences or input. And we talked about this in a past show. So is it safe to say
part of that interface is not exactly by wire. It's by, you know, telepathy, telepathic kind of interface or ESP or however you want to put that. But it's a mental cognition connection there, true. And it gets very esoterical, but that's what I figured out because I was able to tap into that because here's the other part that bugs everybody is they let me do coke. I mean, I had a lot of cocaine with me. I just scored that night.
And just to recap, because I want to get into the health and wellness, I apologize, but just to recap, you were actually being studied and taken for that reason because you were a very high-level functioning person who was using cocaine regularly, and they wanted to – the alpha waves or the brain state that you were exhibiting in that altered state, if you will – was directly mimicking what they were trying to study for their pilots to be able to pilot these craft. Is that correct? Is that what we came up with?
That is absolutely correct because they were trying to figure out how I could maintain running a laboratory, doing cocaine all the time, and then come up, you know, with new ideas like I was doing with the protocols in the lab and everything. So, but at that same point, so basically one of the soldiers, I heard him say, you know, he saw me snorting coke, and I just kind of looked at him, and he just looked at me with this nasty look and said something really bad. But then he didn't do anything. It's like, hey, I'm gonna kick your butt and blah blah blah. But then he doesn't do anything. And I said, so you don't mind if I do cocaine? He said, my orders are, and I'm not going to say the derogatory or inflammatory language he used, but he just said basically my orders are let you do whatever you want.
So, okay, so part of experience there.
And they had an implant in me too, so they're studying my brain waves during this whole time, and I think they're monitoring everything that was going on in my brain while I was going through the ship. By the time I got to the mothership, I had a Band-Aid on my index finger, and that implant, I could hear it hum. So I know that it was transmitting whatever they were picking up was from my brain. So they were trying to get...
It makes sense they would want to have like a instant biofeedback to monitor your fluctuations over a long period of time because that's what these scientists on these black budget programs are doing. They're just using scientific method to discover secrets about alien and higher advanced technology. And so... obviously, if they want to use you for the purpose that we described, which is teaching their pilots how to fly these craft under these extreme states for long periods of time, then they're going to want to have a monitor feed on you all the time. So I totally believe that. I think it's absolutely not only probable but plausible that that happened in as certainty as well. So that's all stuff that our listeners can really drill down into by listening to a past show. But I want to get into your new stuff, Johnny, because we do only have an hour for this episode. You're really focused on the health and wellness. We always discuss here on the show how health really starts with the state of mind, your perception, and the soul. And that's exactly what you started off with. So it seems that we're in agreement there. And then it sort of trickles down to the mineral balance of the physical domain. And then also the mineral balance has an effect on your energetics as well. So it's a two-way street. So can you tell us what's the most common imbalances that you see and different types of uh-oh situations that you've encountered during your time as a mineral analyst, if you will?
Okay. In a nutshell, fall into two categories. They're either a sympathetic dominant, which is a fast metabolizer, and those are usually type A personalities, ultra, high, Armstrong and innovators. It could be Attila the Hun, or it could be the Wright brothers, you know? It could go mm-hmm. either way, positive or negative, but they're driven. And so those are sympathetic dominant. And then there's the parasympathetic dominant. And that's where over 85 or 90% of the population fall into. And they're the slow metabolizers. Now, it wasn't always like that. Back when I ran the lab, predominantly the Americans fell about 70 to 75% were parasympathetic dominant or slow metabolizers, which has an abundance of three elements for the most part, carbon, calcium, and sodium, you know, because of our standard American diet. And I'm convinced that because of our standard American diet, it's a program method to get everybody in a slower state of consciousness, slower metabolism. Now it's over 90% of the American population are slow metabolizers. So therefore, even though the calcium is too high, their bones are getting brittle. And people, you know, so they put out on the mainstream slime stream media, and the you know, the dialogue is, oh, you need more calcium. You've got
milk,
brittle bones.
Milk and dairy.
That is the most, that's the worst thing they can do, because 90% of the population have too much calcium. The fact that they have all that calcium, it's not allowing phosphorus, iron, magnesium, and potassium to be absorbed. So you get brittle bones from not having those minerals either.
So what you're talking about is the one mineral, the abundance of one mineral can lock out another, just like mineral salts in plants and growing and balancing your pH and stuff like that. It's the same thing in the human body. So a lot of people are being poisoned on a daily basis. We know about the GMOs. We know about the chemtrails. We know about water now. And I just want to speak real quick to my experience with you, and then I'll let Corey ask his questions and talk about some of his stuff that he might have for you. But I just want to acknowledge you, Johnny, on the air in front of everybody for saving my life, literally saving my life. It's interesting how the most conscious of us or vocal of us or the most passionate of us in this planet or in this community, if you will, how we can be so poisoned in our body and so sick in our body, but our consciousness is so high vibe that it's really just propping the vessel up, literally just overcoming those things for the most part. However, there's always an underlying tax, and you know, you can keep it going, but you're using up so much mental energy and energetics to constantly repair your body. And in fact, I believe I'm having nightly healings. You know, that's why I don't remember my dreams, because I'm off doing stuff and meeting with other entities and groups that are my friends and partners. And I believe I'm actually being healed, because what we found when we did my hair mineral analysis was that my arsenic levels, and I still haven't seen this, but I think you said it was something like the cutoff level for dangerous is 0.08 or 0.8. And I was at, or 0.8, I believe, and I was at like 1.3 or so off the chart.
Well, the chart only goes up to 0.07. Okay. And your amount is 0.146.
Oh, my God. That's hundreds of times.
That's very high. And and the sample I took was like over, you know, it's a long piece of hair. One like right next to your skin, and just testing that, which would show what it's much higher than this test showed. So basically, in a nutshell, if you haven't done anything, nothing changed, February, March, when you get tired and you go to sleep and want to rest all the time, you probably will not at this present rate wake up if it's February or March of 2017, period.
I really appreciate that, man. We're almost a couple of months away. Whether or not I'm being intentionally poisoned, I don't think that's the case. What I believe is that 5 months ago, I started feeling really tired and fatigued all the time. I'm a really high-energy individual, and I operate, you know, with high-level contracts and work products and all sorts of things that I have to use my brain for constantly. And I've been sleeping 16-hour days sometimes on most days of the week for this past 5 or 6 months trying to recover from something I didn't know what was going on. And it turns out, Johnny, that the fracking location opened up right next to our house, and we're drinking well water. And what is produced from fracking, from all the rust and things being disturbed? High levels of arsenic that gets mixed with the water. I looked up the study after we got off the phone couple days ago, and exactly everything that's happening to me is a result that has been shown, guess what, by the University of Texas at Arlington. So an independent study in my own city where this is happening to me confirmed the fact that that is what's producing the arsenic. I drink water more than anything else that I put in my body. I always drink this filtered water here. And apparently the arsenic's not getting filtered out because I've been just poisoning myself, or being poisoned, if you will, by these fracking companies. Yeah. So thank you. I mean, after all that, we got into a lot of information, but thank you. Like, seriously, I don't know how else to say it. Thanks, because I was not aware that it was so serious because of the level of my operation and me always being positive about my health and always thinking that I can overcome whatever. There are certain things, people, that energy and vibration and consciousness can't really overcome because it's so stuck. It's like an energetic physical blockage that's just manifest there. And that shows up in the mineral imbalance.
I would like to interject just a little bit of chemistry to make it kind of clear, you know.
Please do.
Arsenic is, as all heavy metals, whether it's cadmium, aluminum, lead, mercury, whatever, arsenic is another one. What heavy metals do is they prevent many of our valuable elements that we really need from being absorbed in our tissues, and so we can utilize them. Arsenic has a specialty of eliminating iron absorption and selenium absorption. So basically, with arsenic levels this high, you're getting very little iron. So with very little iron, you have very weak hemoglobin. And so with weak hemoglobin, you're not getting very much oxygen, okay, into your body. So once the arsenic keeps going up, the less iron, less hemoglobin, and boom, that's how you die. You don't get oxygen into your cells. That's right. The bottom line.
And this is how people used to poison others back in the day, is with arsenic. They would give them little doses until it produced organ failure or death.
And here's the caveat. I got to say this because small doses, just little bits at a time, you know, a good source of arsenic is rat poison or pesticide or whatever, you know, herbicide. Roundup. Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay. So you can give a little bit each day to somebody. It's not going to show up really in their urine when it's just a little bit, but it builds up in the body. The heavy metals will build up in the body, whether it's lead, whether it's mercury, you know, arsenic. It's the heavy metal. So the only way to really tell about arsenic is to do a hair analysis. And the powers that be, what they call it, the American Medical Association, the pharmaceutical insurance, whatever, they were trying to smudge hair analysis out of the picture, saying, oh, it's a bunch of poppycock, this and that. But, you know, out of the blue, I couldn't believe it, the courts saved us, because the courts said, hey, you ask any criminal lawyer, and they say, look, you know, arsenic will not show up in hair or urine or blood, but it will show up in hair. Hair does not lie. So hair shows everything. It does not lie.
Well, and that's why your hair mineral analysis is so important, because it shows the true state of what's happening in your body and certain elements that you might want to detox from, certain elements that you might want to build up on if they're essential minerals. And, of course, obviously there's a procedure to that. I've got to rebalance my mineral state, and that will help me achieve the detox in addition to other things that I'm doing. So that's a solution for people, is to get in contact or touch with you about how they can find a custom balanced mineral supplement and things like that. Can you go ahead and can you just drop those links or wherever people can find you to talk to you about that? And then I want to have Corey come in, because he's been – just listening so far. I want to have him ask a few questions after hearing that.
Yeah, I do email really well, and I make it real easy for people. I'll say it twice, and you know, but it's real easy. It's jdelirious5911@yahoo.com. That's jdelirious5911@yahoo.com. So it's jdelirious5911@yahoo.com. So JDELIRIOUS 59111 at yahoo.com. That's
Excellent.
The best way to get a hold of me.
Perfect. And thank you for that, Johnny. And Corey, what do you think about all this stuff? And have you had any experiences similar to this in your life? Or what are your thoughts, basically?
Well, you know, I would be interested in doing a hair analysis myself. In the area that I live in, there's two things. I think there's a naturally high levels of arsenic in the water. And then a little further north from me, so I don't think that that would be affecting me directly or people in this area. There's a...
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right. We are listening to The Master Survivor, and I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. And folks, if you're interested in getting the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, you can always go to themastersurvivor.com. And you can use your credit card and get that. There's full instructions there how to print out the lab form and send me the hair with the form. And you can pay by credit card or you can pay with a personal check. Either way. So this is the full dietary roadmap that my patients use that comes from the labs I work with. Because if we can keep our minerals balanced and stay healthy, we will see through the false lies like the alien invasion or the plandemic. But at first it's gonna freak you out, like maybe at first some people thought, oh my god, this virus is gonna kill us. But you know, it's the regular flu is more dangerous than the COVID, so you know, go figure. It's all about fear. But if we can keep our minerals balanced and stay healthy, we can see through the fear and exactly what to do. So go to themastersurvivor.com, and once you're there on the website, just choose the Master Survivor program, and you can access the HTMA or any of the three laboratory therapies that I work with. And by doing the Master Survivor program or any part of it, you will keep your immunity very strong, so you'll never get sick or need testing or the vaccine. And I designed the Master Survivor program so you can get well and stay well. And all this could have never been happened and never could have been done if I hadn't been so sick in 1991. And learn how to naturally get well without surgery and pharmaceutical drugs. I'm bringing that to you now with the Master Survivor program, because all the experts said I was going to die back in 1992, and I completely healed my body and my mind on my own, and I have the most unique recovery story found anywhere in the world or on the internet. So I'm just trying to help you with everything I've found, and the world needs the Master Survivor program more than ever. So go to themastersurvivor.com and get started with your roadmap to complete wellness. And stay tuned for future shows, because I'm going to have more and more updates on not only what's happening in our world, but the latest to stay healthy. And so I'm bringing these old interviews back if I can find them, but unfortunately, most of them have been deleted. Yahoo and all, and YouTube and all the rest of them have been taking them off, and it's just relentless how much they're trying to hide the truth. But not Johnny. Johnny's always going to give you the truth. So come here. I'm here every Sunday at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And you can find me and contact me anytime by going to themastersurvivor.com, or you can call me, 972-825-7912. That number again, in case you don't have internet, is 972-825-7912. So get ready, folks. It's going to be an interesting couple of months before the election. They're going to throw everything at us, including a fake alien invasion. But don't believe it. Just stay tuned to this show. You will get the truth. Okay, so I just want to let you know, thank God for RBN, and thank God for our president, because there's more stuff in the works that are coming. And have a great week, everybody.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.